Welcome to World Music Matters with me, Alison Hurd, our guest today. French quartet Zakouska from Strasbourg in the east of France. Arthur Bacon, accordion. Aline Helberg on violin and the Cretan lyra. We're going to talk about that. Fabien Boucher on guitar and fretless guitar. Elodie Mesmer on violin and percussion. Welcome to the capital.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm allowed to say that because I'm not French and I'm not Parisian, so I'm not being, you know, chauvinistic. Four musicians, two men, two women, gender balance.
You keep it in even in the technical side also of the project. We have two technicians, one sound and one light, and they are boy and girl, and the bookers and in the production.
It's from your new album, La Crier. We've got some chickens on this track.
Those chickens were actually part of the creation process for this album. We went on different places around the Mediterranean Sea, especially Crete, Istanbul, and we went in Corsica. And in Corsica, it was the last hours of creation there, and we eventually finished in a house with a huge poulailler.
Yeah.
A chicken coop. And it was kind of fun. We were rehearsing every day with all these chickens singing with us. So eventually we recorded them. And they have their place on the album.
Yeah, they're your first fans.
Yes.
Yeah. Cowboy. But maybe we're not in the Wild West. We're in somewhere like Romania. There's a strong feeling of Romania on this
track. Yeah, the starting of this project was in Romania. But actually this new album, our inspiration is also in Creta and in Greece and in Istanbul.
Around the Mediterranean.
All along the Mediterranean.
Yeah, we composed this album. It's not only traditional tune that we arranged like in the
previous one. Yeah, because this is your third album.
Yeah.
But on this track, you're saying there is a bit of a Romanian traditional melody.
Yeah, in this one, we took one from Romania and we mixed it with our inspiration.
Because it reminds me a bit of this music we call Lotari, the troubadours in Romania. You can really hear that.
And we also used the technique of the crin, is with
horse hair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this is really traditional from Romania.
Try to move the lines of this traditional music. First, it was with the Romanian Tsigan music from Lautaria, as you said. This was the very first love and the beginning of the band. And we went through this music. First, we spent some time to learn it, learn how to play this, especially all the ornamentation and all this kind of stuff. This was kind of the first album. On the second one, we went further. We were still working on traditional pieces, but we started to like compose inside or before or doing a bit our stuff, but with pieces existing. And now for this last album, as said Aline, we are writing the whole pieces. This allows us to try to move the lines, to take, okay, I will take this kind of melody, and now I will add a country guitar riff, a little bit like in this cowboy song, and just to see, okay, where do we arrive if we do this? This is, for me, the way we work together on the music.
When you compose, is it really a group effort? You all sit down together?
It's it's really a group work. Usually someone brings the first idea and then it goes kind of into a Zakuska mix, and we mix everything, all the ideas. Now it's been 10 years we're working together, so we have this method where we try everyone's ideas, we record, and then we listen to it and we choose. So it takes a lot of time and it's not always easy, but in the end it gives a music that we created all together. So on stage we really defend this music as a band, yeah. And we are all creators in this band.
All equal partners,
yes,
in the project.
Yes.
Let's listen to a track. It's called Valse des Vagues, Waltz of the Waves.
Inspiration of a Greek Turkish mode called Saba, but played in a more occidental way,
Western way,
with some also influence from gypsy jazz or musette, kind of this meeting between a musette accordionist and a bouzouki Greek player in a bar from Athens, ending in everyone singing.
Aspasia, This features the lyra, the Cretan lyra. Aline, that's one of the instruments you play. Can you just tell us a bit about this? This is an instrument which is very typical to the island of Crete, isn't
it? Yeah, exactly. It's the traditional kind of violin from there. It's only three strings. It's a little more archaic as a violin. And I have to learn to play it because it's really different technique. I don't play with the skin of my fingers. I put the nails near the strings.
On the fret.
And I love this sound. The sound of this instrument is really nice.
And is it an instrument which is dying out?
No, not at all. Lots of musicians are playing traditional Cretan music there with this lira.
But in the 70s, I think it was quite dying. And some musicians took it back again. And now it's growing up again.
Especially in Strasbourg, we have this collective called La Sauce Piquante, in which are also the Violon Barbare. And this is a really dynamic crew, especially for the traditional music from the Mediterranean area. And those guys are kind of our tonton.
Yeah, your big brothers.
Yeah, our big brothers. You know, we started music in Strasbourg, trying to play, listening to their CDs, and eventually we met. And a few years ago, they asked us to join the collective. Okay. And all these people, are creating a very lively musical scene in Strasbourg.
Aline Helberg, Arthur Bacon, Fabien Boucher, and Elodie Mesmer of the quartet Zakuska. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.